Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I'm John Batchelor with my good colleague, Simon Constable. He's in the south of France. He's changed his address recently over these years from Northern England and Scotland to the south of France. But we reflect on the politics of the UK because it is a mini-me of some of the crises that we see in America, absent the partisanship, because, of course, they have a completely different parliamentary system than we do. Also, they're a lot older about their traditions. So we come to, what are they doing about migration? The numbers don't compare to what we have in the U.S., but nonetheless, they are a challenge to the population and to the government. Now it's Labour government. As I understand right now, the presumption is that there's a deal with France to return people who leave the beaches in France in rubber rafts run by smugglers and cross the English Channel in all conditions and land on the beaches of Britain asking for sanctuary. This has overwhelmed the ability of the Labour government to solve the problem that they promised to solve during the election. Simon, the first thing is, what do you do with people who arrive on the beaches without the language, without skills, often with small children, having risked the English Channel, those who don't get upset by the waves? What do you do with them? What the Labour government is now doing is following through on what the Tory government did, put them in migrant hotels. What is a migrant hotel? What does that mean for the population, Simon?
Well, that means that if you are living anywhere in the UK, you are likely to be near people being immigrants, illegal immigrants, asylum seekers, whatever you want to call it. And I'm not trying to judge or anything. They will be housed in housing, in buildings that are basically hotels that the government has rented and spends a lot of money on this. And they will stay there in that town until they get to be assessed by the government about whether their view that they are basically fleeing some terror and want to be, you know, safe in Britain. Now, that costs a lot of money. It upsets a lot of local people because they don't necessarily want folks around who they don't know or people who have no chance of being able to work. The people who are illegal migrants or seeking asylum are not allowed to work initially. And so they're basically just getting money for food and other expenses, as well as free housing until that happens. And that's really putting a major burden on the country in various places in terms of culture and integration and money. And money is really tight in the UK at the moment.
Yes, let's follow the money, because there is no solution from the Home Secretary, Yvette Cooper. No solution whatsoever to migrant hotels, despite all the promises during the campaign. That's Starmer's challenge. The money is Reeves. Rachel Reeves is the Chancellor of the Exchequer, and she now has what the Telegraph reports, a big hole in her budget. The hole is created by the reversals of initiatives that she and Starmer have talked about in the early months of their government, which will last for the next several years. The holes have been created because they reversed themselves, such as heating in the wintertime for the elderly. Initially, they were going to take the money away, then they put it back. There's reversals like that that are what known as unforced errors. Simon, the most amazing thing to me, if I read this correctly, is that the taxes that Reeves has already initiated are driving people who are called non-doms out of London. These are the well-to-do people who don't earn all of their money or the majority of their money in Britain and pay taxes elsewhere. They're exiting London and going to Dubai. Taxpayers, people who pay taxes not on the basis of everything they make, but on part of it because they live in London. And now we have this headline saying that Reeves must raise taxes immediately. I connect this, just a couple of minutes left, to what we just said. How does this grow the British economy? How?
It doesn't grow the British economy. It will crush the British economy, and it will also crush the British economy, which one other minister, senior minister, is trying to do, which is basically saying that skilled foreign worker in immigration will be capped. These are exactly the people you want. You want rich people and you want skilled people to come to Britain. And basically, these two things together will make people who could really help Britain leave. And they can leave. Skilled people can work anywhere. Rich people can live anywhere. And they will go and they will flee, as faster than my dog, is all I can say. Faster than Juno, who's very fast when she moves. I think this is not going to be good for Britain.
And right now we can be certain that there is a rubber raft in the English Channel being tossed by the waves, maybe needing rescue, maybe not, headed to a migrant hotel somewhere closer and closer and closer to London.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Let's be real. Life happens. Kids spill. Pets shed. And accidents are inevitable. Find a sofa that can keep up at washablesofas.com. Starting at just $699, our sofas are fully machine washable inside and out, so you can say goodbye to stains and hello to worry-free living. Made with liquid and stain-resistant fabrics, they're kid-proof, pet-friendly, and built for everyday life. Plus, changeable fabric covers let you refresh your sofa whenever you want. Need flexibility? Our modular design lets you rearrange your sofa anytime to fit your space, whether it's a growing family room or a cozy apartment. Plus, they're earth-friendly and trusted by over 200,000 happy customers. It's time to upgrade to a stress-free, mess-proof sofa. Visit washablesofas.com today and save. That's washablesofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.